Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to introduce and present to others Dr. Larissa D. Smith, the CEO and a host of WDSW Radio, the internet station we're number one. They call them Coach. They call them Doc. They call them Lope. They call him the love guru. Sometimes they call him professor. Without further ado, I bring before you the voice of WPSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, Dr. Larissa D. Smith. Make it do what it do.
In service. Accepted and opened the door and said, thank you so much for being a part of this. We're heard in 40 countries and watched in 40 countries. If you want to be a part of this platform, send us an email to LarissaD.Smith15@gmail.com. And that way you can be a part of it by presenting your ministry, whatever your area. We do want to hear from you. We're also excited about having our radio giveaway, WPSW radio giveaway. We give away many prizes. We raffle off several hotel stays. Right now we have raffled off in the last 2 years over 20 hotel stays. So we're giving. You just have to make sure you have your name in. We also do food vouchers. We do gas vouchers. We also do books. The authors who've been on the show, we purchase their book, make sure it's available to give to you. So we have our mechanism of giving back to you because we appreciate your time because we know it takes your time to be here. So. But we also want you to send your name along with a means of transaction. That means of transaction is we have four. That's Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, and Zelle to LarissaD.Smith15@gmail.com. Also want to share with you, if you're on here joining us, whatever social media site you're joining with us, we need for you to type in the comments. State, your country, wherever it may be, we want to know where you're located. You're taking your time to listen. It might be early in the morning where you are. It may be late. It just may be the CTS, Central Standard Time Zone, Eastern Standard Time Zone. You might be in, on a Pacific Time Zone, Mountain. Type it in so we can truly where we're expanding because we're in 40 countries. So when we're heard in 40 countries and watched in 40 countries, you know that we're out all over the world. But we want to know where you are. Thank you so much. Give a shout out to MCB_1848, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Thank you, Brother Baker, for joining us. We have many others joining us. We want to give them a shout-out. We're going to let them build up, and we're going to make sure we give everybody a shout-out at the same time. But I wanted to make sure I give Brother Baker a shout-out to let him know that we appreciate him joining us. Now, we also want to take this opportunity to look at our sponsors. Before we get into our show, we want to give a shout-out to one of our sponsors because they take so much time to be a part of it. They're there whenever I can call on them. They're making sure they put the greatest effort to push forth our platform. And we truly thank each and every one of them for taking time to be here and be a part of it. I want to give a sponsor, which is Tristat LLC. It's a consulting firm located in Selma, Alabama and Montgomery, Alabama. The owner, CEO, is Mr. William Scott, and is to provide you with an opportunity to administrate your grant, helped you get all your paperwork, your documentation together so you can make the presentation, so you can be able to let the grantors know that you were using that money in the right way, doing exactly what your proposal said. So the number to contact him is 334-549. Okay, let me back it up. 334-320-5438. 334-320-5438. So truly, we want to talk to Mr. William Scott, call him and communicate with him, and he'll get this. If it's not about leave his message center will contact him. He works with all organizations, whether you're a government agency, national, state, local, township, on getting those grants put in the right place, making sure the grants is there and available. So truly, we want to thank you for William Scott. But we also wanted to give a shout out to L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC, was Tony Stallworth, and we want to play there.
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Stallworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Stallworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
Quality is going to win that man over. So that's that we're visual seekers. We see things visually. You see things a little different. Sometimes you want to ask the question and find out, how is this person financially? Can he be the person to provide and protect? That's number 10. Then is he a prophet or can he lead? Those are the kind of things. I listen to a lot of content from time to time. And in that, and hearing that content, I hear a lot of people talk about, especially from the they're looking for somebody who's able to provide. Because when you listen to some of the stories about how relationships started or didn't start, one of the key things is when you got a young lady who have a friend and she's trying to set her friend over, some of the first questions really come out of that female gender mouth is, he got a job. Do he work? What kind of job he have? So that set it up so it's the guy to know whether you can provide from the female point of view. For the men, he said, the first thing is you've been around people that may have done it, and you may experience it, how she looks. Men always say how she looks. So that makes us visual. So we're looking for these various qualities, and it should be, everybody should be looking for a passionate person. We should be looking for someone for us in our endeavors. Respect. Commitment, trustworthy—those are things, are key traits to a healthy relationship. A person has to be faithful. Kindness is really important. They are dedicated, and one of the things that we always talk about when we do our show on building boys to be men, that we always focus on, is that a man, a different man. Grown boy, a grown male, is a grown man is responsible and willing to take responsibility for their actions. And the next thing that a lot of times is overlooked, and that thing is empathy. See, it's not easy operating in that realm of empathy. That means putting yourself some cases second and not first all the time. That means you have to be selfless. Not selfish. And a lot of times people get caught up in more out themselves than others. Sometimes they do it to their family members. And truly this is something you need to focus on. Let me give a shout out to Aaron.Rev. Remember 580 Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Brother Christopher Pastor. I'm sorry, Brother Pastor Rev. Christopher Bennett. Thank you. Chapter. Then we have Parrish, Doug Bo join us. Thank you. Taking time. We have several. We have Tony Sorrell joining us. Got the PO joining us. It's many others on there that's slowly coming in. We also have Hassel Charlie Hassan Charlie 123. Arn is Tice brother. Also have Mr. Eckhart, along with Tight, SMB, today. Thank you for joining us and being a part of it. As we move forward and talk about what a man really wants in a relationship, see, we're going to talk about qualities that means are really key to it. We have to focus on our well-being, whether it's physical, emotional, spiritual, and financial. Those are the five we need to focus. Some people put social, some people talk about environment, some people talk about other things. But truly, truly, what you need to be able to focus on those well-being, being mature in all those well-being. That way you won't be fearful of being in a relationship. You're not afraid to commit. You're not thinking about, you know, you have one of those scarcity questions, whatever, you know, a statement about, it might fail. Yeah, everything has a tendency to fail, but it's how you prepare, how you plan, and how you have a purpose will lead you to a favorable outcome. So when we're looking for a relationship, there's several things. One of the most important things when men are in a relationship, may not be able to express their emotional need, but they're truly looking for a comfortable companionship. They're looking for companionship. They're looking for agreeable people. They're looking for people that are independent. We're looking for people who are friendly. Looking for people that fit. Looking for people emotionally secure. We're looking for people who appreciate. In a relationship, compatibility is so important. Good level of understanding. You got to take time to use those listening, effective communication. We have people who are able to make decisions. That means independence of decision making. Submission. We're looking for solace. We're looking for people who are encouraging their partners. We're truly looking for commitment. The things that we're looking for. And you have to put yourself in a position as a female to be able to provide those things. And as a man, you got to be able to put yourself in a position to appreciate those things. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-597-4192. We're not going to have a long show tonight. I told you, we truly, truly want to take an opportunity. We start at 5. We're going to do about a 30-minute show. We got about 13 minutes. That deals my service to work on what he's doing outside. Then I can get with him and talk with him. Truly, truly, another thing that's so important is that when men, when they want partners, they want to, as I said, to the relationship. It's always a thing that comes up, men, you know, I had a relationship with my 10-year-old. The young lady say and that, no, men lie. Everybody lies. Mom always told me, if this is the middle of your mouth, open up, and sometimes you got to tell another lie. The thing called a fish story, you got to keep telling the fish got bigger and bigger and bigger. The lie get bigger and bigger and bigger. And you do that. But I always try to address them and say, you can't put everybody in one category because of your experience. Your one experience do not put everybody in there. But the thing about you have to be really committed to that individual. You still have to remember fidelity. And you are loyal to that person. You're willing to give all of it. You want to have the best opportunity to have a successful relationship. So when you're looking, when they're looking for a relationships, eventually can lead to a long-lasting relationship or a committed relationship. They're looking for someone who's willing to be committed. They're looking for somebody that are loyal to them. They're looking for fidelity. They're looking for faithful. Trust. Well, Steve Harvey, I give him credit for providing the answer in his book, Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man. Some people flip that and turn it and did all kind of ways. All this saying, a few things that require a little bit more from what Steve Harvey was saying in his book. But he was saying that was three things that men need from a woman from his point of view. Support, loyalty, and the cookie. And that's the sex. That's what some men be looking for. They don't look to give anything. They're not willing to be committed. But if you want to be successful in a relationship, see, a man wants a strong, self-assured, devoted, independent woman who's willing to do things, already have set standards for themselves that they're going to work by. And if the cookie come along, let it come along after you and put the work in, my brothers, my sisters. Make sure you put the work in. See, we have to also want space to be authentic or genuine. We want someone like that. We want honest communication. Don't say what you think I want to hear. The word no has created some challenges. As a matter of fact, I was at work today, and one of the things, a couple of the individuals that I'm working with, they want to do things so quick and fast, and I'm saying no, and they get upset. So they try to circumvent what we're supposed to do and go to talk to other people. Instead of accepting you're not ready, so you can be ready by putting the work in, the preparation, you want something quick and fast. And it's not going to happen quick and fast. But I try to share with them, we have to put the work in. Hearing the word no does not cause you to go, you know, berserk. A communication is saying yes or no. Don't be afraid to say no. If this person has shown themselves and then show themselves that fits in the categories of things I'm talking about, you need to make the decision to move on. You can't stay there and be hollering. I'm working on the benefit of the doubt. Too many people talk about the benefit of the doubt. What are you getting the benefit for? To do you again? Or she do you again? You see that, operate in a manner that leads to a long-lasting, committed relationship. Be intentional from the beginning. See, that's something that a man is looking for, and you have to be yourself. Intentionally dating, intentionally in a relationship, so I can see a favorable outcome. If I have a situationship, I'm going to tell you that. If I want to have a casual relationship, I'm going to tell you that. I'm not going to bite my tongue on that. What I'm going to do is tell you that this is what's going on. This is what we have to do. I want to be intentional. My intent is to be what? To be married. My intent to be a long-lasting, committed relationship. That's my intent. What is yours? Honest conversation. Sometimes it becomes hard for you. But we have to keep that in mind. A man is looking for someone to, in a relationship, to give praise. What's wrong with giving praise? It's amazing somebody is joining me and actually joining in my name. Thank you so much, whoever that is. But we have to make the correction. And thank you so much for being a part of it. We also have to make sure we have people that we're in a committed relationship that's encouraging. Respectful. Physical intimacy is important. And deep affection. If you lack the deep affection, and the physical intimacy is not always sex, and we have to get that out of our mind, we're sitting here thinking, and it's truly, it's not sex. It's not. It is being able to hold their hand, hug them, say and just cuddle with them to the point of bringing them flowers, sending notes, calling throughout the door, holding hands, but making sure if you're walking, say you're walking to a store, walking to a convenience store, you get out of the car, you always walk to the side where the high level of traffic is. That's what a man is to do. And a woman is to accept that. See, that's what support, that's encouragement, that's being able to accept the intimacy in a physical way, being able to accept the honest conversation. See, when you're talking to people, you give them the truth, the real talk, they will use sign language. And I talked about the challenge of fear and sign language. You know, we're talking about sign language, and it's acronym for that. See, when people don't really want to hear what they're going to try to deflect in the conversation, try to out-talk you, and if they're not successful, you know the next thing they're going to do, they're going to try to shame you. And after they shame you, they're so comfortable with insulting you. And then they're going to come back, and they can't win. They're going to make you feel guilty for even bringing the topic up. And the last thing that keeps conflict going on in relationships, keep conflict between male and female in our culture, is the Everybody want to be right, but everybody can't be right. We have to have our ability to accept what people are saying. Because we have access to the supercomputer, we can check anything we want to check. But you don't need to go arguing, going back and forth in an argument. Now you become disagreeable. You become argumentative. That's fear. See, people want to argue and be, you know, because they fear of hearing or experiencing what might be right, because it's different from what they're accustomed to. This is what we're talking about, equality, you have to definitely work on. We're going to give a shout-out, Chula. I want to thank my service guy. He's working hard. I'll give him a shout-out, and that's Eric. He's doing an awesome job. Eric Searles. He's working on a unit for me, and I thank him so much. And he's out there working hard, and truly thank you, Eric, for all you do. I know, you know, when it's time to pay up, it's time to pay up. But it's truly doing what you do. It's your business. He's a small business man, and he's working hard. Thank you so much, Eric Searles. And he has a HVAC company. He's operating and doing a good job. Thank you so much, Eric. And I'm going to give you that shout-out. I know you can't hear me outside because he's working. I want to look at when we're talking about looking for qualities for a future wife. See, then you got to understand your visual. Once you get beyond, some people call that lust, and you get to the part where there's an attraction, it is time for you to start looking for something. And first of all, you have to look for mutual attraction. You have to look for, is a possibility of love. See, you can't love anyone else unless you love yourself. If you'll have a toxic relationship with yourself, you won't have a toxic relationship with anybody that you encounter, whether your family member, whether your friend, church, work, romantic, because you don't understand how important to love yourself. See, love is what love does. See, that's why you can't self-love yourself, because you don't know what love is. You've been hurt because you put yourself out there. See, love is about being vulnerable and not afraid, because you have to be right in your inner self. See, you have to have yourself together inside. See, love comes from your inner self, not your outer self. Men may be visual. They visual seekers. They see it, but they still have to kind of love heart and they so call it yourself. Now that's so important. So when you're looking, man, when you're looking for a future wife, mutual attraction has to be in. Love, dependable character. People don't realize integrity. Your character sometimes beats you there. You have a poor character, it's going to beat you there. If you have a rich character, meaning you doing some positive things and you have good character, they'll say that's a good person. See, that's what we have to keep. It's so important that we are dependable and consistent. We are looking for ambition people. Women that are ambition. Wives that are, future wives that are ambitious. Set goals. They want to do things. The next thing is industrious. They can do things. They can move around. They can fix things. They can do things. They're industrialized as well, because we are. They might not be grabbing a screwdriver or anything, but it might be technology. They can set you up on technology to help you. Your wife should be able to. A lot of time I know I'm having challenges. I call my wife. Bam, she'll get it. So you've been industrious. You want a desired home with children. Want that. His own children. Now, let me say that now. Don't get caught thinking he wants to get you with your children, because that's somebody else's children. He wants his own children. Some people don't want to hear that, but you got to listen. You know, me especially, they're single. They don't want other folks' children. Even if they got children, they don't want other folks' children to take care of. Because, you know, with those children come those fathers. A father. That keeps them tied. That's why we have to be very careful about who we lie with without taking precautions. Give a shout out to Janelle. Is it Janelle Jason 22 joining us? And we have Coach Dr. Rose, the 15 joining us. I want to know, like, whatever it is, I'm going to shut it down because it can't be me because I'm on here now. Dana underscore, and I had pushed to be on it from Coach. Dana underscore Allison. Dana, so much for joining us. We have AP 1914, Brother of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you so much for being a part of it. We have Haley Hawk joining us. We have Marika Roscoe joining us, along with Mr. Murdoch with the number two. Thank you so much. So we want to make sure when you're looking for that person, you're looking for that as an attraction there. You go from love, which is your attachment, be it, and in good health. We're not asking everybody to be 3 or 5 or 6, but bigger than I am at my weight. I mean, at my height. If I'm 5, most likely, if I'm 6, I'm 6 feet tall. Well, I can work within the 190 and 200, but it shouldn't be nobody 5'4", 190, and saying, oh, no, they right there with me. They're not. They shouldn't be there. We are visible creatures. So you have to keep sociability. You got to be able, when you go out, you got to be able to communicate with others. Sit down and be able to be sociable. You have a good attitude. What is your attitude like? Educated. You need some education. We're not saying that you should forego your opportunity to be intentional dating or relationship for ultimate favorite outcome, that you be married because you want to get all the degrees. So you do, that scares you. You're trying to do, get everything so if things don't work out, be all right. Stop with 2 and 1. I want to do this without the my culture. Is everybody's not going to give them. So relationship shouldn't be easy. You got to work at it. You have to intentionally be dating, not just intentionally with a person, just to be a situation. The outcome you have is not the outcome, but you want to punish everybody else for that choice you made. We always say, if you picked him, he lost the quiet when you saw him, you picked him. That means if you give him the woman give to a man is allow his seed to go into the next generation. And he have a baby for it. You give him one of the greatest things. If he was sorry, you knew when you lay out that with him. And let's be real talking. Let's not play games here. We're maturing, but this is real talk. We're not sitting around here and gonna pull your leg about that. So make sure you work on doing things and selecting people and being selected to meet that what you're desiring to have. A lifelong committed relationship, which is a marriage. You can't be with somebody 10 years and they in the first or second or third year they ain't willing to marry you, but they just want to lay with you. Come on, now we got to be real. Emotional stability. That's part of your emotional well-being. Your emotional IQ. Are you stable? You have a mature stage in your emotional well-being. On your mental end, are you intelligent enough to carry a conversation? These are the things that are so important. We want to be successful. Now, I tell you, it's been awesome. And we're going to have part 2 to this. And I'm pulling it here because I said I was going to do 30 minutes. I'm at 35 minutes today. But I just talked about a few things here. And it's truly just what you'll be looking for future wife or your future romantic relationship. Truly, truly, God has blessed us to come before you. I'm so happy. Thank each and every one of y'all for taking time. We'll be back. We'll be coming back hard on Tuesday. And we'll go with an opportunity to talk about here. And this topic, we're going to focus on relationship quality that that men want in a woman. I'm a man advocate. I'm a boys advocate. My shows focus around prepared men to men that look like this, be grown males to be grown men, impactful men. Prepared boys to be impactful men. We have to put out individuals who are fit enough to be in a relationship. And women have to do the same thing. You have to work on that. If you're not fit, if you bet off in a situation, that means you're really not fit for a relationship to have long-term effects on, or a marriage. You have to work on that, and it's hard work. It's been awesome coming from you, talking with coming for you today. God is so good. I want to tell you that I love you with all of my heart, each and every one of you. God has blessed us in Connecticut. This is our 6th year. On the 27th of September was our anniversary. Show was done, and now, with one show, now we're up. So God is so good. Thank you for the vision he gave. And thank each and every one of you for you all making it possible. Because if you're not here checking it out, then there will be no need for me to be here. Thank you so much. And I want to leave this hashtag, a couple of hashtag responsible, hashtag one life matter. Your life is important, so do the best you can be. Person fit enough for a relationship? Are you fit for a relationship? Are you fit for marriage? It's going to be a challenge. It's not going to be easy. Again, it's 2 million more black females than it is men. They got 80% of the babies in our population, in our country. 16% of men. So when you got to be careful who you allow to have a seed. You take the seed into a new and another generation. Don't be mad at others. Get yourself fit. Get yourself prepared. Do the things that I've shared today that a man is looking for. The things you're not doing. If you're angry, you've got emotional challenges, you've got mental challenges, you need to address it. If you got financial challenges, you need to address it. Again, a man, truly, he's looking, he's visual. He sees you. He's a seeker of vision. He don't ask you what kind of job you have. The first time he's told of you, how to say that's one of the things. We can't change. Women, you can't make men. Women, and men can't make women men. You can't do that. Understand there's a difference. We're not equal. We have things that are different. Make us not be equal. We have equal opportunities. I want to say that. You have equal opportunities. But we have things that God blessed us with, just like you have things that blessed us with. Work hard. Hashtag communicate for understanding. We got this. We're excited at WWE, the internet station. We're so glad to come. We're number one. Glad to come before you. You all have an awesome rest of the night. And I definitely will come back on Tuesday, and we're going to jump right back on this topic and talk about relationship, quality that men want in a woman. We'll see you then. Be safe. And I just want to tell you from my heart, because it's at that time to do that. Let's say it, because I hear my show right there. I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the day.